guess this is end of the year.
Yes.
Taste Test Podcast, yes. Our year-end album review. We've been going back and forth before we set up to record on what was going to make our list. So this is going to be top 10 videos of 2018, top 10 songs, top 10 R&B album, and then top 10 hip-hop albums to close it out.
Yep.
We was thinking about doing the, like, kind of top 10 albums of it, but nah, that we was like, no, we not finna even kill ourselves with that, so y'all just gonna have to come up with that on yourselves. Yeah, because we not. I might pass out. I'm not gonna lie to you. That was too much. So, we are glad to be back. This is the second time we recorded on video.
Our very first one and the very last one are the two that are on video.
It's funny how that works, but hey, we finally in the same city.
Yes.
The first time we was in KC, this time we in St. Louis. They got it. So, happy holidays. Happy New Year. If you listen to this in 2019, thank you for rocking with us since, was that April?
Yes.
So, we've been running strong for a good 6, 7, 8 months or whatever it is.
Yes.
We just glad to be doing this. So, let's just get into it. Oh, my goodness. We're going to do the videos first.
Yeah, start off easy.
You want to go first or me go first?
You can go first.
I'm gonna go first. So I did mine in order from like 10 to 1, 1 being the highest. So for videos of the year, this could be R&B, hip hop, any genre. So I got at 10, Moo, the Moo song by Doja Cat. I love that boy. Is weird as that video is. Why are you looking at me? That video was dope, Janae. The video was dope. So that's 10. Number 9, King's Dead, got J-Rock featuring Kendrick and Future. Love that video for that. That was on the album for Black Panther.
Right.
That dope movie. So, had to put that in there. 8, Bobble Boat with my boy Royce the 5'9" featuring J. Cole.
Yeah, that was good.
This is going to be a recurring theme, so y'all can get y'all mad gotta, right
y'all
now.
Y'all might as well get used to it.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Cole.
Cole had a great year. He is in almost every section
yes.
of my top. Sorry, y'all.
Yes, so.
Sorry, y'all.
Man, I ain't gonna say nothing else. Keep moving. God's Plan at number 7 with none other than Aubrey Drake.
Yeah.
You know you gotta throw Drake in there. This is Drake, pop star, Mr. You know, yeah. Double Up is my number 6. That's Nipsey Hussle. I love
if y'all
this
have
video.
Not seen
this
Double
video,
Up, go watch it if you haven't seen it. It's almost like a continuation of ATL a little bit.
It's funny.
You have to watch the video. It's good. It make you love the song more.
Yeah. 5, Ape Shit, Jay-Z, Beyonce. Yep. We already know.
I already know that one.
You know, bought out the Louvre.
You can't even say nothing about that. You can't touch that.
So, yeah, they got 5. 4, I got Out of Sight, Out of Mind. With J-Rock featuring J. Cole again.
Yep.
3, ATM, J. Cole. I just love the visuals. It enhanced the song. I already loved the song, but it even enhanced it even more for me once I seen the video.
Yep.
2, and this, my 1 and 2 spot pretty much didn't change. I don't think it changed from my mid-year review of this. 2 is This Is America with Donna Glover, of course. It was everywhere. Loved it. I don't even know how he thought of this, but it was a dope concept.
Very.
So, yeah. Number 1, I got Sad by the late XXXTentacion. I already said this back in the mini review. I was like, I don't think no video is going to be better than this. Like, that video was... It was dope, but sad, just like the title of the song was, all at the same time. It was just like...
It was a good video.
A what TF moment. It was like a, you know, what the is going on?
Yeah.
Like, he really knew something was up.
Yeah.
It was scary, but good at the same time, so.
They usually say when you're about to die, you usually know. Or you have an eerie feeling. Like, usually that's what they say.
Yes.
But it's not like anybody that has survived that we can ask.
Right.
So. Yeah. All right. my top 10 videos. We have a lot of the same top 10 videos, by the way. Mine are in no particular order because I couldn't put them in order. I just have my top 10. Nipsey Hussle, Double Up. Ape Shit, The Carters. OSOM, J-Rock and Cole. God's Plan, Drake, ATM, Cole. However, I have Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino. One of the best, if not, like, if I had to put it at the top, it'd probably be number two. This Is America by Childish Gambino. All the Stars, K-Dot, SZA. I still love that video to this day. She Ratchet, and I love it, and she just divorced her cheating husband. Money by Cardi B.
Nah.
It's a very ratchet video. I gotta give it to her, dog. Dog, that was a nice video. I don't care what nobody say. It was a nice video. And my next one is Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
I haven't seen that. It's I didn't even listen to her album.
Kris Jenner was in it because of the, I didn't like the album. The album Sweetener was trash. But I didn't like it, I'm sorry.
So I can't even
I was so uninterested by like the fourth or fifth track, I just had to turn it off.
I thought you like her too, don't you?
I do, I'm cool.
Dang.
She cool. But I just couldn't, I couldn't, man. But her video, Thank You Next, I didn't like it. Maybe I just wasn't in the mood for it. But it wasn't anything I liked. It just didn't tickle my fancy. But those are my top 10. But the Thank You Next video was one of the best ones. She did a lot of,
I'm going to have to check
it out. Yeah, she did like a scene from Mean Girls in it. 13 Candles. Like, it was a really good concept.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I give her that.
I got some honorable mentions before we moved on to the next one. I know some people like, what about, you know, Drake's I'm Upset, Nice for What? I had that in honorable mention. Look Alive with Block Boy JB, Motorsport, Walk It Like I Talked It. All the Migos ones, like Narcos, Stir Fry, I like those. I like If You Know, You Know by Pusha T. Some other Nipsey ones, J-Rock as well. So,
yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not everybody can make the top 10 list.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, when you go to the gym and y'all get ready to play pickup basketball, some of y'all just go get picked last.
I'm
just
dead.
It is what it is. Somebody got to go last.
Somebody got to go last. All right.
What a lie.
Top 10 songs.
Yeah. Top 10 songs. I'm going to go from 10 all the way to 1. And this is funny because my top 10 song was also my top 10 video, which was Move by Doja Cat. The song was dope. It's fire. I don't care what nobody say.
Her play on words is what made it
funny.
Great.
It is catchy. It's
very catchy.
It's just like catchy. That it's money video. Exactly. Like I said. So that was 10. Move. 9. God's Plan. That song just got stuck in my head. 8, Ape Shit, Jay-Z, Beyonce, of course. 7, Look Alive, Block Boy JB, featuring Drake. 6, Let It All Work Out, Lil Wayne, off his dope album. Carter 5 album.
The Carter 5 was worth the wait.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
5, Best Life, Cardi B, featuring Chance the Rapper. Love that.
Boom!
Love this song. That was nice. Then 4, Story of Adidon.
The diss track?
Yes.
The diss track.
That's not, come on, let's be real. You are hiding a child.
Drake fans are going to be on your neck.
You are hiding a child.
Drake fans are currently
at
your door.
One of the most quotable lines of the year.
They are on your bumper.
I'm just saying.
Drake fans are on your bumper currently.
I'm just saying. He had a very quotable lines in that song. It's hard not to be in the top 5 for me. Number 3, In My Feelings, Funny Enough with Drake. You know.
Yeah.
All the Kiki's out there.
Risha.
All them, yes. So, you know, everybody's rocking out to it this
Risha's
summer.
Risha's don't get shout outs. Risha's are happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very happy. Yeah. What up, Risha? Number 2.
J. Irv.
Booed Up. LMA.
Y'all played that song so much, I don't even want it at my wedding.
I love it.
I don't want Booed Up nowhere near my wedding.
Watch me
at this
sneak
point.
It in with the DJ. I would be like, hey,
first of all, my husband and I will be DJing our own wedding. Because ain't nobody better DJs than us. Sorry, not sorry. I'm look.
You gonna be playing off Spotify.
We gonna put it in the Oxcore. Exactly. We're gonna make a playlist. You can have it play in order.
Nah, we getting you a real DJ for
absolutely
y'all wedding.
Absolutely not.
Number one, What's Free Meek Mill featuring Rick Ross and Jay-Z.
That's a good pick.
And if we was doing verses, Jay-Z probably would have had the best verse of the year.
Pause. Did you see the controversy around his verse with Kanye?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We didn't get a chance to get to that, but yeah, I've definitely seen that.
That was wild. Okay.
It was interesting to say.
Kanye's also been fighting with Drake and... Travis.
I'm tired of that.
He is just horrid.
Yeah.
He's
horrid. So your top 10 song list.
My top 10 song list. Sweet Holy Honey by Xavier Omar and Sango. Number 9, Come Over by The Internet. Oh.
Woo. Dang.
Yes.
Dang,
Trip,
LMA. I'm mad at myself.
Karate / Never Hesitate by Wiz. Broken Girls by Saba. What's the Use by Mac Miller. Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino.
Dang,
Kevin's Heart by Cole. Z4L, Smino.
Dang,
number one, Knock It Off by J-Rock. Those are my top 10 songs.
Dang.
Those are my top 10. Though, especially I'm Come glad. Over. Come Over. I was listening to it on the way to St. Louis yesterday. And I love that song. What's the Use by, of course, the very late Mac Miller. That was my favorite song off his whole album. And Jet Fuel as well. But Jet Fuel is a...
That's a smoker anthem.
Jet Fuel. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Mac, for that. Yeah, those are my tops.
God. Man, listen to your list. Like, I want to redo my list now. Dang it.
But remember, half of these songs were my favorite mid-years, too.
True. But those some dope songs.
Some of them, dog.
Ah, yeah.
LMA got me with Trip. I don't know why, but Trip.
Trip is it.
I just love that song.
Trip.
Yep. All right.
Top 10 R&B albums.
Whew. Oh,
we get out to the nitty-gritty. This was tough.
Bro, I just saw some on your list and you're right.
So, I'm going to just get into it. At number 10, Keep the Same Energy, Teyana Taylor. This album could have been a little bit higher if, you know, her and the Good Music Crew with Kanye there got their stuff together.
Right, yes.
But still, through all the mess,
it was good.
I really enjoyed this album.
Paul, did she ever re-release?
No, she didn't. She did a remix to that song. She had a video and everything, too.
I didn't like it.
You said?
Yeah.
Really?
Featuring, whatchamacallit from Wu-Tang Clan?
It was like three of the Wu-Tang members. It had Ghostface. It had Raekwon.
I think RZA.
Was it RZA?
I thought it was RZA.
I didn't remember.
I didn't too much care for it. I wanted her to be a little bit more vulnerable in the video. I love Teyana Taylor, but I feel like she'd be too gangster with her videos sometimes.
But that's her personality.
It is, but I feel like in this one, like especially with the song, I feel like she just she should have played it a little vulnerable. Yeah, I do.
I didn't think of it like that. But I don't know. I liked it. It just wasn't like.
Yeah, wasn't amazing. Wasn't no top 10 video.
But yeah. So that's number 10, Keep the Same Energy. Number 9, Isolation with my girl Kali Uchis.
Yes.
Whew.
I re-listened to that one at work.
Love that album.
Yeah.
She coming. She really coming.
Yeah, she stepping
People
up next.
People sleeping on her, but she coming. Mm-hmm. 8, Question Mark with the late XXXTentacion.
Yes.
Really love that album as well. It could have been in the hip-hop category too, but he did a lot of singing on this, so I feel like I just put in R&B.
Yeah.
7, East Atlanta Love Letter with Black, Six Lack, whatever you want to call them. This album was a really
that
good
was
sophomore.
Pretty much that to me that album was pretty much unskippable.
Really?
Almost unskippable.
I skipped
unskippable.
Some songs, that's why
almost
I got it at 7.
Almost unskippable.
But I really like what he did on this album. He kind of upgraded a little bit of that emo R&B stuff that
not
he
does.
Not
nearly as dark as his album.
Yeah, it wasn't as dark.
Not
it had
nearly
a little bit
dark.
More light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So
last trip was just depressing.
Yeah. But I loved it, though. I love the aesthetic, like how he pulled it off. Yes, but...
But he took care of himself, took care of his health.
Yes. I love that. And he was rapping on here. He was showing his rapping ability, too. I like that.
Yep.
So, that's 7. 6 is Care For Me by Saba. Another album that could have been in the hip-hop category, but I felt like it was more appropriate than R&B.
I agree.
Considering the competition it's up against in the hip hop, I was like, R&B, really dope, solid concept, way he delivered it. Just love everything about this album.
Yeah.
So that's 6. 5 is Egyptian Mux by Mink Slide.
That was good. That album was
if
good.
Y'all don't know, y'all that need to get hip to Mink Slide's album, Egyptian Mux. It is a nice album. That it's like an updated 90s feel.
Mm-hmm.
Love, they're an actual band too, so that's cool. I love that. So that's my number 5. 4, I Used to Know Her EP. I got Volume 1 and 2 in this mug by her. You already know. Love, I mean, I felt like I had to put Volume 1 and 2 together because they really connect.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to split them up, so I'm gonna just mesh them together as if they were one album. So I may be cheating. I don't care. I really love both of the volumes. So
I agree.
Yeah. So that's 4. Number 3, Hive Mind by The Internet. This album is a vibe, man. Y'all don't understand. I love riding to this album. At first, if y'all remember, we kind of did a little review on it. I wasn't feeling it at first listen, but I just kept...
He was not listening.
And I hit up Janelle. I was like, bro, this album is fire. I was like, I don't know what I was thinking. I really feel like they really updated that kind of neo house music that they kind of do. It's a weird mesh, but it works for them. I love how they I feel like they kind of perfected it. I'm interested to see where they go next.
And another thing about it is, too, was it was very jazzy.
Yes, it had house music, jazzy.
It was very jazzy once I re-listened to it again.
R&B, neo, soul, kind of. I just love the gumbo that they mixed up in there.
You just made me add that back to my list. That's what I was looking down. You just made me add it back to my list.
I was trying to tell you, this is a dope album. So that's number 3. Number 2 is In the Comfort Of by Sango. And if you remember, that was my number 1 R&B album at the mid-year point.
Yep, In the Comfort Of.
Dope album, just a little too long in comparison to my number 1 pick, because it probably would have stayed there.
Who's the number 1?
Number 1 is Oxnard by Anderson .Paak. Man, in low key, this is another album that could have been in hip hop. And I was like,
I was thinking twice before I added it into here.
I had it in my hip hop category, but it was knocking like one or two other albums that I felt like should have been in there. And I was like, dang, it's not fair because he's singing, he's playing instruments. I was like, bro, this is not fair to like just a rapper. I was like, I gotta put him in R&B. But man, Anderson .Paak, this album.
He slapped.
Oh my God.
I've been looking forward to this since January. I've been looking forward to this album.
Look.
And it did not disappoint.
Man.
Like at all. At all.
I can't even say too much more about it because I'll be wrong.
I agree.
That's my top 10 list.
My top 10, no particular order. My Dear Melancholy by The Weeknd. I listened to that on the way home.
I wanted to put that in there. But it's in my honorable mention. Just know that.
Oxnard, Anderson .Paak. That's probably my top. My top R&B album of the year.
Right.
We already kind of explained that one, though. In the Comfort Of, Sango. If you have not listened to it, get your life. 6 Lack, East Atlanta Love Letter. Man. Whoo! He came out the gate.
Came with it.
He came out the gates. Of course, you know, I had to add him in here. I don't care what he does. The Sunset Tapes by Jaden Smith.
Another person that just didn't quite make my list.
See, you tripping. And then I replaced this one with the Electric Album. The Electric Album was my top throughout the mid-year. or whatever, but I had to replace it. I still love the Electric album. Like, that's something that if I want to be creative, I listen to, and I'll like, just, yeah.
I like the Electric album. Like, I'm not gonna
it's
lie.
Really good for creativity, but it had to be moved by some other things that came out. Next, Isolation by Kylie Uchis, dog. We can't, what was her name? I don't even remember her name. Who we canceled in the beginning of the year?
Sabrina Collier.
Sabrina, yeah, Sabrina.
It was funny because her song came up on this playlist I was playing. I was like, the song was fired.
I loved Sabrina, but we had to cancel her. So, So Kali Uchis was my next go-to, and I fall in love with her. Next, Hive Mind by the Internet. I remember listening to that when I had went to Ozarks, just driving all the way back to it, and it was brilliant. Next, Question Mark by XXXTentacion, however you say his name, R.I.P. to him.
Cord.
It was great.
Right. I heard somebody say that. Stitching cord.
Whatever you want to call himself. Next, Ella May by Ella May. Now, if y'all remember, I was not digging the album.
Just missed
it. I was not digging the album. I was just like, eh. I had to channel my growth and my hurt to actually listen to the album. Really? As crazy as it sounded, wow. I had to channel growth. I had to channel hurt. And I ended up loving it.
You really connected to it.
Yeah, okay. I actually had to connect to her album. And I ended up loving it. It's, whew. Wow. And my next one is Keep That Same Energy by Teyana Taylor. I had to re-listen to that one again as well. And I really wish they would have redid it, but it was still great. So that's why it still made the top. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I like the vulnerability that she showed in the album. I just wish she would have kept that same energy for the video.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, Keep The Same Energy and Ella May's project were battling for that 10th spot, and LMA just missed it, so it's at number 11 for me. I was thinking about putting it in there, but I really love Teyana Taylor.
She had John Legend.
She did. She had John Legend.
She had John.
But, I mean,
she had her.
She did. She did.
Ella Jam, dog, and I had to re-listen, like I said.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Next.
So, this is the doozy, because I'm going to just start off. I'm going to just give my honorable mentions so y'all know which ones I left off. And I'm going to just run through them because it's a good, like, 20 of them. That's how crazy 2018 has been in hip-hop. Like, and I'm pretty sure I'm missing some other albums. Because there's just so many that came out in that
were not. Oh, that was a good one, too.
Not the.
Oh, that was a good
none
one.
None of these are deserving.
All of these were good. Oh, man.
It's just splitting hairs. Crap. We splitting hairs right now.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about them.
So, honorable mentions before we actually get into the top 10. Oxnard, Anderson .Paak. I talked about that before. Mm-hmm. This album, beautiful. His rapping and singing, everything.
Yep.
Just sound. Oh my God, the production he did with Dr. Dre and them.
It was beautiful.
Whew. So that just missed for reasons I explained before. My other one is More Originals by this guy named Toby Nwengi. I want to say I believe he's Nigerian. I have trouble pronouncing Nigerian names, so forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong. But this guy, I just found out he does a lot of videos on Instagram, so check him out on Instagram too.
Okay.
Yeah, this dude is a dope lyricist. A lot of people like say he reminds them a little bit of Andre 3000. I kind of agree with that. I was like, this dude is dope.
Y'all comparing them to Three Stacks.
Dude, I'm just talking about just like wordplay and all that. Not saying he's nobody's Andre 3 Stacks.
Y'all comparing this man to Three Stacks?
Just talking about rapping.
Oh, his flow.
Flows, you know, way he paints pictures.
Yeah, like, it's creativity.
You can see he's influenced by him. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, but definitely check him out. He's been grinding with this stuff. Him and his wife, actually, they like put out all these creative videos as well. He had a video that I just missed putting in my top 10 as well. So check him out. Streams of Thought, Volume 1 and 2 by Black Thought. A lot of people slept on these mugs, but people still sleep on Black Thought. Dude, dope. Room 25 by No Name. Me and my girlfriend actually are thinking about going to check her out when she comes here to St. Louis. I want to see her in person.
Yeah.
So this album, that album was dope. I kind of liked her debut album a little bit more than Room 25, but I think I got to listen to it again. So that didn't quite make it. Taboo by Denzel Curry. That's good. Another dope album. I like the concept. This year, in the last few years, people been talking about mental health, and I think he addressed it from this weird concept of being in the gray area, and then also contrasting it against light and dark. I thought that was dope. I was like, bro, like, nobody's talking about this in this kind of manner, which is why I really love that album. And it's funny because the album starts off real light.
Yes, and then it just turns.
I was like, bro, that's how it be in real life, though.
If y'all have not listened to Taboo by Denzel
Please listen to Taboo. I got that vinyl, too. That's how much I really liked it. And it's crazy it didn't make my top 10. That's how I knew this year was dope.
Yeah, this year.
So, after this, DiCaprio 2 by Jid. Dope. Just dope lyricism. If you just like listening to lyrics, listen to DiCaprio 2. Next, Milky Way by Boz. This album, I told Janae a while back, really grew on me.
Mm-hmm.
Really like the aesthetic that he created. I feel like he's starting to carve out his own sound.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think he's rising up there as another lyricist. The Carter 5 by Lil Wayne. I was hurt not putting this on here, but it just didn't quite. It didn't, because some albums just snuck in at the end of the year that I was really messing with.
No, them albums that snuck in at the end of the year came hard. Them albums came hard.
I was like, hard. Dang.
Hard.
Why y'all make me do this?
I'm looking at who else on your list, too. You got some good ones on your list.
The Last Rocket by Takeoff. People been giving Takeoff some real flack. But I didn't hear nobody talking mess about Takeoff when he dropped The Last Rocket. I was like, bro, this dude may be the best Migo. Y'all can fight me if y'all want. I'm just saying. Janae, stop looking at me like that. Because I know. Janae.
I've been telling y'all all silly. I mean, what's his name? Takeoff.
Takeoff, yeah. Takeoff really gained a lot of respect for me off of this album. I was like, bro, this is fire. This is fire. So yeah, Nasir by Nas, another 7-track album that he and Kanye and the rest of them put out. I think people slept on this. I like the jewels he was dropping, the pictures he was painting in his album. I was like,
he
bro.
Did a good job.
I was like, his pen's still sharp, and he, you know, like in his 40s or whatever. I was like, this dude,
he did
it's good. Dope.
Yeah.
Kids See Ghosts. Oh my goodness, I love this album. Love what him, Yay, and Cudi was able to do, and their features was fire too.
Yep,
none of their features was whack. I was like, oh my god, Black Panther the album didn't quite make it. I really liked this album in the beginning of the year. It just kind of I stopped listening to it more throughout the year because other albums came. This album is almost flawless, to be honest with you. Like it, And it really gets you prepared for the movie, too. That was crazy thing. I was like, dang, this is almost like a soundtrack.
I rewatch Black Panther a lot.
Yeah, off of that album.
Just to hear some of the album songs, I rewatch it.
That's crazy. I agree. But yeah. And then Care For Me by Saba, I mentioned before, just didn't quite make it to hip-hop.
Yeah.
Question Mark by XXXTentacion, another dope one.
Yeah.
Testing by A$AP Rocky.
Yeah.
Love how you play with sounds and flows and stuff on here. Everything Is Love by the Carters. Just I really like this album. The more I listen to it, just didn't quite make it.
Yeah.
And I might just be like holding them out because I feel like I expected like triple platinum greatness from them, and I just didn't quite get it. I think that's why I'm not putting it in my top 10, but it's still a really good album.
Yeah.
Vacation to Hell by Flatbush Zombies. Another dope one. Three lyricists. Dope beats, dope rhymes. Mm-hmm. Invasion of Privacy by Cardi B. Didn't quite make it. I know it's on a lot of people's top 10. It just didn't quite. It didn't give me the bars I wanted quite, but I love the aggression. I love the flow and the confidence with which Cardi B raps with. I really love that about her. Can't even knock her for that. Even if she do got ghostwriters. Can't knock the freaking...
Drake got ghostwriters and we still support him.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So, Flamingo and Koval by Bobby Fino, a.k.a. Aaron Foster, the ex-football running back.
Yep.
dope album. Dope. Nobody saw this coming. Like, nobody knew he could rap like this.
Like, that man is... I'm glad he put down the football and picked up a
Yes. He was, too. He was talking about it, too. Like, when he was talking about releasing the album. Dope album. Another dope one, Freddie by Freddie Gibbs. This is just a knocking album to ride around to.
Yes, it is.
You ain't even got to listen to it. Just listen to the beats.
That's all that is. Yeah. You ain't got to listen to none of these things. But... Just the production was amazing.
Yeah, just a knocking album. Love that. Then Holy Ghost by this underground rapper by the name of Cambada and his producer Black Magic. Loved it. For my conscious people out there, if you know, you know, that album was dope. Janae, don't even do that. You know the album was dope.
That's cool.
Whatever. That's cool. But yeah. That's my honorable mention. I don't know, Janae, you had anything else to say?
Most of my honorable mentions are on yours.
Okay, cool.
So we can, let's just say ditto for me as well over half of. Some of those went into my top, though.
Okay. So my top 10 list, let's go. Number 10, I went back and forth on this.
Yeah, which I'm surprised you put it on here.
A lot. But I just kept returning to this album. And it's Swimming, by Mac Miller, the late Mac Miller.
I'm sorry.
It's sad that this man died, and a lot of people finally got hip to how good of an artist he was. But this album, from the day he released it to even today, I've been listening to this album pretty much nonstop, off and on, throughout the year, even with all the other projects coming up. That's how I knew. I was like,
back to that one too.
For some reason, it just hit me because it was talking about depression. Mm-hmm. Getting over addiction and other stuff like that, breakups.
Yeah.
I really like the message. He talked about it really in standpoint of somebody that's literally drowning in depression, and like how he kind of seemingly kind of works his way through it. And it's sad. I don't know if the death like adds something else to it, but it's just something magical about this album. I'm definitely getting this on vinyl once I get my money up. This is a lot of albums I'm getting on vinyls from this year once I get my money up. I'm just saying. Number 10 was Swimming by Mac Miller. Number 9 is Championships by Meek Mill. Oh my God.
He came out the gate with him.
Woo! This man came out like he had something to prove, which he did.
Yes,
especially
he did.
With all the prison stuff, lawyers, just going to court and stuff, dealing with the legal system. Like, you really felt like... I felt like what he
you
was
feel like
going
you went
through.
To jail?
Yes, I felt like I went to jail. Listen to this. I was like, bro, I feel you, B.
Meek did
I
good.
I feel you.
Meek, but Dreams weren't more than money. His last album before this one was
really good,
was
too.
Was really good, too. But it didn't get no play because of the whole Drake thing.
Yeah.
And then, what was that? If you're reading this, it's too late.
Oh, yeah.
Was out, too, so people weren't really giving
too much play. Was that Views?
No.
I thought
Views came out in 2016. They beef was started in 2015.
Oh, okay. So well, yeah. Like, one of those two albums.
Yeah. Meek did his thing on Championships.
Love, I had a trouble going to it at first because I was like, it's 19 tracks. It's like, and then I listened. I was like, it's only like one or two songs that I skip on this album. I was like, bro, that's good.
Yeah, for a 19 track album.
I was like, bro, he came out to, and I keep wanting to go back after the end of the album too. That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
And that's number 9. So number 8 is Drago's Way by Lupe Fiasco. This man can paint pictures. I know I talk about J. Cole. He can paint some dope pictures, but Lupe with this particular album, relating it back to like, is he actually creates his own world in this album, like. And he starts off talking about these slaves who was captured, put on the slave ships, and somehow the ship sinks, but the slaves survive somehow, some magical way they survive, and then some of them go back to Africa, some people stay in the ocean and help bring down other slave ships to free other slaves, and then he kind of breaks off with that, and just, I was like, bro.
It was so long, though, y'all.
It was long.
That album is an hour and 39 minutes.
It was long, but it felt like a journey.
It was
like a journey of a great movie.
It was a very well put together concept.
I was like, don't nobody think like this.
Like, I remember first hearing, I'm like.
Right. Right. You hear me?
No, he.
Dog, yes, he did. He went there with it.
Back in the day, Lupe used to be one of my favorites. But he has stopped creating music for a long time.
Well, that and he had some problem with his label.
So he dropped off for a minute.
Yeah. Because, to be honest, Lupe was Kendrick before Kendrick was Kendrick.
I agree. Yep.
Let's be real.
Yeah, Lupe was the original. Lupe. I agree.
Whew. Man, and that's only number 8. So number 7 is Book of Ryan by Royce da 5'9". I love this album, especially coming into manhood now. Like, listen to an older man reliving his life, going back on his life with his son. Like, it really helped me, like, look forward to being a father or whatever. I like this. This is a real grown man album. Kind of remind me a little bit of 444, but with, you know, of course, Royce's own twist to it. Talking about his upbringing, his father being addicted to cocaine, and now he's addicted or was addicted to alcohol. So looking at generation curses, breaking curses and stuff in the family, and just trying to be a better person. I love this album. Loved it. Number 6, Redemption by J-Rock. I can't even say nothing else. It's just a knocking album.
Yes.
It's a story about redemption, rebirth, but it's just a good album to listen to when you're driving.
That's a great travel album.
It just bumps in the whip. It's not really any skippable track for me.
Only one is ES Tales.
No, you tripping.
I'm sorry. You tripping. I don't want to get that deep sometimes.
ES Tales is hard, bro.
Very hard song. I just don't want to listen to it.
But, like I said, this album is damn near flawless.
I knew that.
And it's only 6. This is only 6. So, number 5, Noor by Smino. You know, hey, call me a homer if you want to, but you can't lie. Smino gets you in a freaking vibe. I've seen it live as well, so I know what I'm talking about. Smino is dope. If you want to listen to lyrics, he got lyrics. Yes. He got flows on top of flows.
Oh, producing out of this world.
Oh, my God. And the fact that, like, he kept, like, all the sounds, it, like, I don't know how he did this. I wish I was a fly on the wall when he was creating this album, you know.
Yeah.
Because the way he kept the vibe without it sounding monotonous at the same time, but the songs sound the same, but they don't.
Exactly, like, the songs sound the same, but I knew what was different, I really liked.
I was like, how do you do this?
No, Matt.
Like, y'all been sleeping on Smino. You need to wake up now.
This is time.
Wake up now. Smino is coming.
I agree.
Y'all need to get on his wave, all right? So number 4 is Astroworld by Travis Scott. And low key, this could have been higher, but it's 3 other albums I felt was better. Astroworld, woo.
I come back to Astroworld probably once a week.
Astroworld is a freaking theme park ride of an album.
Yep.
Like, for real.
Well, that's what the video concept too.
Yeah. Like, I get that sensation every time I listen to
the album.
Same
with Lupe, he created his own world.
Like, it, yes. Yes, Astroworld. Like, I want to go to that concert because he come to St. Louis.
Yes, he is. He's coming to Kansas City February 17th. I will be there. I will be in the building.
Yeah, so if y'all want to get me to that concert, you can cash at me at Jonathan Irvin.
Start a GoFundMe.
Let's go. So that was number 4. 3, K.O.D. by none other, J. Cole. What can I say? We talked about this before. This is probably the most important album I felt. That came out this year.
I agree.
Bro, it is perfect for the times we in. And I feel like J. Cole, I noticed this on his tour. He's starting to bridge the gap between him, you know, more of a lyrical artist.
Yep.
And with the mumble, quote unquote, mumble rappers. I like what he's doing with that. And plus, he getting on other tracks with people you wouldn't think he would be cool with. But
Some of the best features. Some of the best features. He was the feature goat of this year.
Yes.
Even though I love Ty Dolla.
Ty Dolla, and then Jay-Z had that remarkable.
Yeah. Jay-Z didn't have to do much this year.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
But every feature that Cole was on, he smacked if y'all haven't listened to 21 Savage album, the very first opening track, A Lot.
Yes.
Woo!
That album, low-key, would have made it if it didn't come out so late. I need some more time to listen to it. But that album,
you know who else?
21 is dope.
Even though as I gotta wait to do mine, but I'll mention him later on mine.
Okay. But yeah, number three is K.O.D. by J. Cole. I'm not gonna talk too much more about that. Number two, Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle. Man. And this was another long album too.
Very long.
I really enjoy. Like, it's like a full course meal. Like, I like just sitting down and listening to this mug, especially when I'm driving around. Like, I know next year we're probably going to be on a road trip, so I'm definitely playing this in the car. Y'all can be mad at me if you want.
I'm playing Jaded in the car. It don't matter. I'm playing Jaded. Y'all going to listen to Sire on the way to Miami.
You're going to hear it.
You're going to hear it.
This
and you're going to listen to Astroworld all the way through.
Yes.
You're going to listen to Drugga's Wave all the way through. And you're gonna
listen to all these all the way through.
Let me get behind the wheel. That's what we're listening to.
Exactly. So that's number two. I don't need to say more. I just love the whole vibe of this album. Nipsey, you're doing your thing. Stay independent, please. Please. You need more of that in hip hop and just overall, just everything we do as black people.
Yeah.
That's my bit for right now. Ain't gonna get no black power wave. But number one. Number one, and y'all probably already guessed this anyway, because if you listen to the mid-year review, you would have known this already. Daytona by Pusha T. I don't care what nobody say it's too short. I don't care. Every time we get to the last track, Infrared, I want to listen to the album again, because Pusha T with Kanye West freaking chopping up those beats, those soul samples, all that. It was a perfect mixture of production and bars.
Y'all know he was serious when he did that.
Thank you. You already know. If you know, you know that. Oh, the first song got me hooked. I was like, bro, like, and I know, bro. He talks about the same thing on every album. But, bro, you can't deny this album is golden.
Think about it is, we can only listen to people selling drugs so much, but when you put it over different beats...
But it's only seven songs!
It sounds so different.
So you can't really say you getting bored, because it's only seven songs, and it's seven songs of hot fire.
It was good. That was a good short album.
Loved it.
He talk about selling drugs, but he does it over beautiful selected beats.
But the way he talks about it, that's what make it interesting. Like,
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, push.
King Push.
Hey.
As y'all see, he's flustered. That was his top album, y'all. Mine are gonna be quick. I'ma just let y'all know though, my number one album of this year was Astroworld by Travis. I can't even argue that. That was my
Loki,
number one.
I can't argue.
My number one hip hop album. So anything else is just not in order. I could tell you my number two. My number two was KOD by J. Cole. Starting at the bottom, we'll just work our way up. Drugga's Wave by Lupe. Just the beginning of the album will capture you. You know what I'm saying? It starts off with him talking in a native tongue, and then
and
it
is
just
too.
Yeah, he did. He just
Spanish.
Yeah, he rapped in Spanish, y'all. The man, it was a masterpiece. Lupe did just
Picasso.
A guy. He did, shut up.
It's a Picasso in your house.
You're ignorant. He did phenomenal with that album. Next, Noir by Smino. We're from St. Louis, y'all. We can't talk.
Our R's.
Them R's get us every time. Anything with R on it, this is it. But by Smino, he did. Whoo! The big selection, the orders of the songs, his features. I mean, it was handcrafted.
I think I like this one better than Black Swan. I'm not even gonna lie.
Definitely. Even though she was on your honorable mention, she actually made my top 10. But the Bitter Women Club, Invasion of Privacy, Cardi B. I thought you were about to say
Room 25. No, not
even though I do like that album. She's in my honorable mention as well. My next one, even though it just came out, bro, I have not put it down. 21 Savage, I am more than I was. You can't deny it. 21 Savage. 21. I'm not even a 21 fan like that, but I have re-listened to this album ever since it came out. What's today, Sunday?
Yeah.
It came out on Friday. And I've been listening to it since Friday.
Nonstop, like Drake.
I have been listening to it. Like, for real. I couldn't put it down. Honestly, in my R&B, I knew you wouldn't let me do it. I was going to take part B of his album and put it as the R&B. He could have kept part A of his album.
You talking about Drake?
Yeah. I was going to give you part B. I couldn't give you part A. That was trash. I tried. And the thing about it is, I re-listened again. I wanted to listen. I listened to it again. And it was still trash.
I couldn't like it.
But that's beside the point. Next, Victory Lap, Nipsey Hussle. You did it. I did amazing. Especially the song he did with YG. I loved it when Bloods and Crips come together in the beautiful rap battle.
Oh my God, it was beautiful.
I loved it. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even think about the contrast of colors.
It was beautiful.
God, he was a Crip.
Yeah, he's a Crip and then YG is a Blood. Yeah, it was beautiful. I loved it. I love the creativity. You know what I'm saying? I love it when they can come together.
She likes seeing black men.
You know what I'm saying? Black men come together. You know what I'm saying? Next, Redemption by J-Rock. If y'all have not listened to that album, please get your life.
I said it already. It's just a knocking album.
Yeah, it's just a knocking album. Swimming by Mac Miller. Like I said, I've been a Mac fan for a very long time. So when he dropped, I'm like, this is fire already. I don't really need to listen to it. I know this is going to hit because I loved Mac.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That album was therapy, for real. I'm not going to lie to you. It was therapy. I will meditate to that album.
That album was knocking. Next, Kid C Ghost, Ye and Cudi.
I wanted to put that on my list too.
When it
That's another 7-track album of just fire. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Beginning to end. It was no breaks. It played through. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And of course, number one, KOD, Cole. But like I said, my very number one album is Astroworld. Number two goes
to
KOD.
Number one.
That's my number one is Astroworld. I mean, from beginning to end. Only song I really don't care for, unlike everybody else, is Sicko Mode.
You
about to call me?
You bugging. And that's sorry. Oh dang it, I forgot to put that on my top videos. Oh my God, how did I forget that?
It's too late. Sicko Mode.
I wanna
I'm not that you like
you Sicko Mode is fire. What are you talking about, Janae? The beat switches. Especially when like they trick you in the beginning, Drake, you think you're like, oh snap, Drake about to do this long ass verse. Nah, they cut him short. Then you're like, hold up, the beat switch, it start. Then Travis come in there, switch up the beat again, Drake go in, then him and what's his name? Travis go back and forth. Come on, Janae.
I'm sorry, it did not please me. One person that had an amazing beat switch, but nobody listened to the album, was Rolling Papers 2 by Wiz Khalifa. Karate / Never Hesitate. I'm sorry. Now that was an amazing beat. Sorry. Y'all tripped. Featuring Chevy Woods. I didn't say it was a top album. He has some good tracks on it.
He'll definitely
all together, yeah. No. But singles that could have been played on the radio, he had.
Yeah. He definitely got some songs I've been listening to, you know, for years.
I'm not saying the whole album, but just that song in particular is one of my favorites. Karate Never Hesitate is one of my top 10 songs of the year. Like, I just love the flow of it. That's just me personally. Another album of mine that did not make it, Gucci Mane. His new album, Evil Genius, I didn't get a chance to really listen to it several times, but it shows his growth. It shows his growth. If you're an old Gucci fan, then you probably don't like it. My boyfriend's favorite rapper is Gucci, and he loves it, though. But he loves the growth. Mm. A lot of people, if you don't like the growth, if you don't like the old Gucci, then you're probably not going to like the new album either. So don't even waste your time.
Yeah.
But I Wake Up in the Sky, it was my honorable mention song. I'm sorry. You put Bruno Kodak and Gucci in the studio? Who thought of that?
That's an interesting combo.
Who thought of that?
That's a weird combo.
It was
combo,
amazing.
But it was nice. I can't even lie. That was a nice combo. I would have never thought.
Let's put these three niggas in the room. Let's see what happens. I would have never thought. Another honorable mention album of mine, Snoop Dogg, his gospel album. Amazing.
Bruh.
His songs with John P. Key smacked. I'm sorry. Snoop.
Pastor Snoop.
Did an amazing job with his gospel album.
Pastor Snoop.
I loved it, personally. It was a really good album. It was a really good album. It shows his versatility, too.
Yeah, it is.
It shows his versatility. And it showed, like I said again, it showed growth. From,
I don't know, I feel like
from being a Crip to now.
I still feel like Snoop probably in the back after he give his sermon. Crip walking.
I mean, but a lot of people smoke weed in the, I don't want to say religious community, but there's a lot of Christians out here that smoke weed.
Yeah, that's true. I still feel like
there's a lot of Christians out here that roll up.
Snoop Dogg be Crip walking every once in a while.
Once a Crip, I was a Crip, but
that's true.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's true. It ain't no way to get unassociated. So. Unaffiliated, my bad. Yeah. So, yeah, you gonna always be a Crip. Like, same thing as YG gonna always be a Blood.
Swoop.
Dang, that was another good album.
That album was
crap.
I don't know. I didn't like it better than his previous two albums, but I did really like it.
Cause he, Mac Miller, and Travis all dropped the same weekend.
Yes, and I kept listening to Swimming More, so that just
I listened to Swimming More.
That up elevated. I listened to Swimming More.
Definitely. Those are my top. I don't think I can think of any of my other than it, I used to know her, and she didn't make my top. But I'm a huge her fan. I've seen her twice. I've seen Nails either twice.
I'm surprised you didn't put her on the list. Babe.
I love her, but I'm mad at her right now. Because one of the songs, I felt that she made an interlude, should have been a whole song. So I'm still, honestly, truly is why. If she would have made that song a whole song instead of an interlude, I would have been okay. I'm trying to think of who else. Let me go to my music.
Let her live in peace.
Absolutely not.
But yeah.
The singles that whatchamacallit dropped, Big Crit. I love those. If y'all did not listen to Lil Yachty's album, Nothing to Prove, actually pretty nice.
Didn't listen to
A Love Letter to You, Trippie Redd. Actually, really, I didn't like Trippie Redd.
Did you listen to the new Kodak? I didn't get a chance.
I have not listened to the new Kodak
yet. I heard a lot of people liked it, so yeah, I'm going to still check it out. Same. I'm not a big Kodak fan, but I like some of the songs.
Same.
I don't like his stuff you be saying about black women. No,
I don't. I used to know. I would never go to a Kodak concert ever spend money on them.
Nah.
But another one, Lil Baby, Street Gossip, Drip Harder. If y'all have not seen Lil Baby, he's one of the up-and-coming rappers that I really enjoy. No, for real. Lil Baby, I'm sorry. I've seen it in concert. He has stage presence for a younger guy and for a rapper.
I don't know if I can call good. A man a little baby. Feel about you the same way.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. Little baby.
Another honorable mention out of mine is The Carter Five, Lil Wayne. As y'all know, I'm not a huge Lil Wayne fan. However, that album was fire.
Yeah.
Both of Wale's mixtapes, Free Lunch and It's Complicated. They were both great. I was hoping he'd drop an album.
People still sleep on Wale, but that is
I was hoping he'd drop an album, but he didn't.
I think he is 2019. Yeah,
I think he is, too. I'm trying to think of anything else. Lover's Rock, Estelle.
I didn't go back to the album, but I did like it when I heard it.
I liked it. Of course, The Last Rock could take off, but you knew that. Yeah. Honestly, one album that I really didn't care for this year was Not All Heroes Wear Capes, Metro Boomin.
Yeah, I didn't care for that.
I really didn't care for it. I was expecting more. You know who else I didn't care for? Swae Lee and Slim Jimmy.
Yeah, Ray Smarter.
I did not like that album. It was trash.
I like Slim
Jimmy. Slide of Mama was my song.
I like Slim Jimmy's half, though. I'm not going to lie. I liked his half. I didn't really care for Swae Lee's half.
I didn't care for the album as a whole. I didn't like the kind of concept they tried to do. The same thing as Outkast. I didn't like it. I don't feel like it was very well executed.
It was a little too long.
Yeah,
because they split up with them two. Like, yep, they both had their own little.
And
album.
Then they came together. Like, it was just too much. It was just way too much. They did.
It was like 27 songs. I heard.
Yeah, it was long. I'm trying to think of any other albums this year because I'm probably missing some.
I would say this. I'll give my top five artists. I got this year. I got J. Cole, of course. I got Travis Scott. I'm gonna put Pusha T in there, of course. Nipsey, and for the fifth slot, this is hard. I'm gonna put J-Rock in there. I know I'm leaving off Meek, Lupe, Royce, but I'm gonna put J-Rock. I feel like
and Smino too.
I left off Smino.
J-Rock deserves it.
Yeah, I think J-Rock. I think he deserved that fifth slot. That's top five artists: Pusha, J. Cole, Nipsey, Travis,
Push.
And J-Rock.
King Push.
Feel like they really dominated this year.
Yeah, they did.
Drake would be in there if his album was better.
I don't know.
But I'm just saying, damn, you really did. Wanted more.
I wanted so much more, I wanted more.
And
I hated that I didn't like it.
You hear me? I wanted more life.
I hate that I didn't like the album. That's why I went back. I said, let me listen to it again. It's been like 4 or 5 months since I listened to it. Let me give it another try.
That's how I
felt the same exact way I did about it then as I did now. And I'm just like, yeah, it's just not.
That's how I knew that album wasn't good. Because I normally go back to Drake albums.
I would normally go back to a Drake album.
Except for that album and Views. And I had a similar feeling that I did listen to his latest album, Scorpion, that I did when
Scorpion,
I listened to
that was the name of that trash album.
Views.
The part B of Scorpion, I was going to put with R&B. Because I did like the R&B side.
That's the side that I hated. I actually liked the rapping side.
I didn't like the
rapping
side.
More than the singing side.
I did not like the rapping side. It was just mediocre to me. Like,
that song Nonstop, though. I can't even lie.
Oh, Nonstop hit. I even like the Mob Ties.
Mob Ties?
Mob Ties. I like that one.
What was the other one? Talk Up. Talk Up was dope with Jay-Z.
I like Jay-Z more than I like Timon.
Of course.
Jay-Z.
It's Jay.
Jay outside of his own track.
It's
so Jay. It was, you know, that was what that was. But yeah, I wanted a lot more from Drake. Drake is just being able to get away with mediocrity now just because he's
put out like 3 hard singles though.
Nah, I don't care nothing about that.
That's what's keeping him alive. The man is gonna put out hard singles that is gonna be on the radios, it's gonna be streaming.
We always gonna play.
And his tour did hella good.
So the world tour, your girls tour.
Exactly. But yes, because I know firsthand, St. Louis is pretty much shut down that day he came.
Well, they told his bus in Kansas City
was shut down.
In Kansas City, they told his tour bus.
So
that was petty. Kansas City, but yeah. That was childish.
So I wouldn't be mad if somebody had him in their top five. He's just not in mine.
He's not my top five. My top would go to J. Cole, of course. I don't know why y'all would
not think that.
Yeah. J-Rock. Even though he snuck in at the end of the year, Anderson .Paak. He snuck in.
Right.
But
right.
Anderson .Paak, he snatched that.
Yeah.
Mac, Travis. And I'm trying to give another R&B artist, LMA.
Yeah.
LMA came. Even though Boot Up got her out there, you know, I was afraid that was just gonna be her one hit.
Thought she was gonna be a one hit.
I thought she was gonna be a one hit wonder until I listened to the album. Oh my god!
The only thing I had with the problem with the album was a little bit too long. For an R&B album,
it was very long, but she hit.
She
did her thing, for a debut album, but like we say, we gotta watch this sophomore year album slump.
We'll be on the lookout.
Smino and Six, right, as for sophomore albums, Smino and Six Lack did very good on their sophomore albums.
And Anderson.
No.
Was it Anderson?
This is third.
Oh, really?
This is third. This is third.
I'm tripping.
Because he had, what was it, Malibu, and then before that one is another one.
I know what you're talking about, but you're right.
That was his third. I'm trying to think of anybody.
Yeah, here's his junior year, but
it's his junior year. No, he's upperclassman now.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I can't think of nobody else. But
Underdog.
Underdog. Cardi. Meek. Oh, yeah. Meek. Yeah. But Cardi's a good pick too.
I go with Cardi more than Meek.
I'm going with Meek.
But you knew Meek was gonna slap fire though.
But coming.
Not the way that you think he was.
Exactly. Just coming through the judicial system. Like, they'll chew you. They'll chew you up and spit you out.
He slapped. I get that.
I gotta give it to him.
He slapped.
And who else? I put Cardi in there. I put J-Rock in there.
Yep.
Pretty sure some other people can't think right now. But yeah, those three for sure. Nipsey could have been another one.
Nipsey.
But yeah, he's been bubbling for a little minute on the underground circuit.
Yeah,
but
he has.
Mainstream wise, I can see like Underdog. He'd be Underdog, but yeah, this year was freaking dope. I was not expecting this. I was like, I was already happy with the previous year. I was like, I didn't think it was gonna get too much better with all the mumble rappers like Tekashi and them. And who else?
Well, Tekashi is currently fighting a case because you want to be a thug so bad.
Shawty want to be a thug.
Right now you see what it's like. So
but yeah,
even though it was a trash song, the beat was amazing. The beat, you gotta admit.
I hate that song.
The beat, I hate the song, but the beat was catchy.
I hate everything about that song.
Beat was catchy. Beat was catchy as mud, but I just don't support it. Anything else? Anybody else?
No, that's 2018 year of music, y'all. It's, man, I don't know what we can look for in 2019 other than more dopeness, I hope, you know? Yeah. You know, Kendrick didn't,
he
kind of did with the Black Panther.
But he did the soundtrack, so it's not really technically his album.
It's TDE's.
So but I think he'll probably give us another
him
one
to come out with some fire.
And he just had a baby too, so
I'm interested to see where he goes is that his fifth? That's crazy.
Let's see, Section 80.
That's technically his first album, Section 80. Section 80.
Yeah, Section 80. Good Kid, Mac City, Pimp Butterfly.
Damn. So this would be five. Yeah. So.
Pimp Butterfly. Godly.
So yeah, J. Cole's supposed to be coming out with some more stuff.
From Kill Bill's point of view.
You know who I'm looking forward to? Schoolboy Q. Where you been?
Yeah.
Where have
Schoolboy
you
Q
been?
Is a good one.
Isaiah Rashad is another one. I'm
looking
forward
to. Yes, you're
correct. Please,
you're correct.
Can y'all please give me an album?
FKJ.
Looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for that.
Rihanna, Robin, where are you? You didn't drop 50 everything else but an album. I don't want to see you in no more underwear.
No,
I don't want to see you in no more lipstick.
I don't want to
see you in no
more
bras. I don't want to see you in no more shoes. I don't want to see you no more weave until I get an album from you. I don't want to see nothing else. I'm about to unfollow you until you drop an album because I'm tired of it.
Listen to me.
However, if you already stopped shopping at Victoria's Secret because the owner discriminates against bigger women, please shop the Savage Fenty line because she has something available for all sizes and all colors of women. Just to throw that out there.
So,
not to be
a
Navy fan or nothing like that.
So, Rihanna, baby, you can do whatever you want. Take as long as you want. I would like to see an album in 2019.
Now, you out here rushing the men, but the she can take her time, huh?
Yes. Rihanna, that's bae. She can do whatever she wants. Yeah. So, yeah. Rihanna, I would love to hear from you, baby. But if you want to wait to 2020, that's fine with me, too. I ain't tripping. Kanye, he said he was supposed to drop Yandy.
Wow.
This year, so
wow.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of want to hear Yandy. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I want to hear Yandy.
But you didn't even like his last album.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I didn't like other trash album we put out. Yeezus, I didn't like that.
Nobody liked Yeezus.
There's some people that Issa like Yeezus. Thank you.
It was some tracks off of Yeezus that were nice. But
I ain't gonna lie, I would like to hear Yandy whenever he puts it out.
Sad.
So yeah.
I actually ended up falling in love with Ye's album this year. I re-listened to it. Especially the first song, I Thought About Killing You. At first I hated I Thought About Killing You, but then I put myself in his mental state.
I just can't get with it. Sorry.
I'm not saying I've been there before because I have not. But when he said, "If I love me, what did he say? I thought about killing you, and I thought about killing myself. So best believe I would kill you. Sometimes your anger gets you like that. I'm sorry. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't make honorable mention or honorable. It was just I haven't really picked it back up.
Thank you, me either. If I want to listen to an album that deals with depression, I'm listening to Swimming or Taboos, something like that. Even J. Cole's KOD, I listen to that before.
I listened to that on the way here.
That's what I'm saying. So, nah.
I ain't gonna lie, though. As a Cole fan, I had to stand for him. But when I first heard the album, like the first three or four tracks, I was nervous. I thought it was gonna mess around and be one of them Cole albums I did not like. And I was afraid. And I was like, Cole, I've been waiting on this for what? 2 years, my brother, this is what you giving me. I'm not gonna say I don't like it because I'm a stan regardless. However, once it got past ATM, it was like,
I told you, ATM would change the whole
once it got past ATM and then he just started going, and then I started from the top and I started piecing the story together, and then on top of that, actually seeing him perform it in concert changed my mind on it. Because seeing Cole don't have background dancers if you've never been to a Cole concert. He ain't got a background dancer. He ain't got a whole bunch of lights. He got a backdrop. He got a band. And then it's his 6'4" behind with a mic. Dancing. And rapping. And speaking life into his audience. He danced at mine.
What?
He danced at mine.
He giving y'all special treatment.
He danced at our concert. He danced.
I see how you do.
I got the videos. Even on my phone keep telling me I'm on low storage and to delete my J. Cole videos, I will never. So, there's that. Yeah. But as y'all know, we Cole stands. So, Cole was in every category of our side.
Just saying, y'all.
It is what it is.
That's 2018 year-end review. If you listen to this in 2018, thanks for rocking with us.
Yes.
If you listen to this in 2019, Happy New Year. Thank you for rocking with us in the new year. Been a great journey so far. We will be coming back because this is our last episode of the year 2018. So we will be back and better in 2019. We'll let you know when we start dropping.
It really did.
I don't even want to think about this right now. Oh my god, 2019 will be better though, for sure, in all aspects, especially your taste test.
Yep.
So we will be coming back. We'll let you know when we drop in. Janae, they can find us, I guess, where?
On all social media platforms at the Taste Test Podcast, except for Twitter. That's going to be Taste Test Pod. We are on Google Podcasts. We are on SoundCloud. Spotify. What is it?
Spotify.
Podbean. All that. Yeah. SoundCloud. YouTube. Instagram. Twitter.
Yeah. Get at us. Hit us up. Drop a DM or something.
Sliding down.
Well, not really, not. But, y'all get it. Whatever. So, 2018 has been good. Nice seeing y'all. Nice everything. Blessings on the new year. Goodbye. Taste test. We are out.